Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. You know what we should do is we should get back to the Commanders and the stock report that we promised people. They're waiting. They want to hear our stock report. So without further ado, Darius, fire up some music. Let's give you one, a stock report on the Commanders here on Grant and Danny. Getting ready for the playoffs is presented by the Northwest Federal Credit Union. Commanders fans, boost your financial play with the Now Plus credit card from Northwest Federal Credit Union. Join now. Visit NWFCU.org today. Northwest Federal Credit Union, official credit union of the Commanders.
Do a little stock up. Do we have that? Do we have the thing? How about Zach Ertz, the close to the season that Ertz had? Started off, I think, with one touchdown through the first half of the year, closed with a flourish. He has become a go-to receiver, obviously, the second leading receiver on this foosball team, including the playoffs clinching touchdown a couple of weeks ago. Stock up, Zach Ertz.
Terry McLaurin, all-time record holder, organizational history, touchdown catches by a receiver, did it thanks to four catches in the final four games. Four touchdowns, rather. Six touchdowns in the final five games. Seven touchdowns in the final six games on an absolute heater down the stretch. The 29-year-old's been waiting for this playoff opportunity to showcase the skills. 82 catches this year. Looking forward to seeing him finally get his shot with fans in the stands in the postseason.
Our guy Austin Eckler joins us every Tuesday on the radio program. He's back. He's healthy. They 100% need him. Was on well over 1,000 yards from scrimmage pace, despite some intermittent usage and other kind of moments where he wasn't a key player in this offense. They're going to need him come postseason time, both in the kick return game if he's deemed healthy enough to kind of go back there, or maybe they want to rest him because they're going to use him a lot on offense. They need an option out of the backfield, and he is that option.
Brian Robinson finished the season at 4.3 yards per carry because down the stretch he really struggled. Five attempts, 10 yards against the Dallas Cowboys. How about 10 for 24, 2.4 a pop against the Eagles. 21 for 65, which was really 20 for 45. The 20-yarder was a catch on a backwards pass. Otherwise, he would have averaged barely over 2 yards per carry against the Saints. In his last four games, 2.8 yards per carry. They need more out of Brian Robinson in the playoffs.
Washington's second-round picks not named Mikey Sandra still. Where's Ben Sinnott? Where's Johnny Newton? He had a wonderful game talking about Newton against Philadelphia in that 36-33 thriller. We had a sack, three tackles for a loss, and six overall tackles. But other than that, has been whisper quiet for a defense that's getting run on a lot, that's not really creating a ton of havoc in a lot of these games where they've given up a ton of yards and points. I could use something from these second rounders that should be starters and impact players by now.